Well, we go into Exodus chapter 20. Okay, and we're going to read that. That's how many people try to commit the Ten Commandments in memory? I hope you try. By the time we finish, we're all going to recite all this in memory. I remember I listened to the Great Controversy on CD as I'm driving. And one of the chapters talking about the Waldensee, especially the children, they commit to memory the book of Matthew and the book of John and many other places. And I told my children last night as we have a worship service, can we commit some of these books in memory? It's the only thing we do if we make sure we spend time every day to write down and recite it until we have it in memory. But out of all the texts, I think Ten Commandments need to be kept in memory because God write those words. No one else. God wrote this word, and he wants us to commit into our heart. Exodus 20, chapter 8 through 11. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So we're going to talk about the Sabbath, and we're talking about holiness. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, no whatsoever, no work. You nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your maidservants, or your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your strangers is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rest on the seventh day, before the Lord blessed, therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. This is the longest commandment out of the Ten Commandments, all right? I think God wants to squeeze much as possible that you and I can really understand. Other commandment is not saying it's not important, but I think God can put forward and you get the point. But this Sabbath commandment, God really needs to explain on it, talk about it, make you remember on God creation and a few other things that we're going to look into it. Now, I want to share with you something that the three items that I want to share with you, three questions or three themes. And I'm going to go very quickly because we have a lot of text this morning. Okay? We're going to talk about what day is the Sabbath. Okay, some of you already know that, but I'm going to go a little more detail some of the text about it. And what does it mean by holy? What does holy mean to you? What does mean holy mean to God? And the third point that I really want to try to address this, and this is really hard for me, please pray, is talking about how does Satan or how Satan will try to break this commandment. I tell you, the whole Ten Commandments, that Satan tried to find a way to break every single commandment, and this is one of them. Two doctrine that Satan will attack at the end time, one of them is the Sabbath. The second one is spiritualism. It's rushing into this country faster than ever before. Okay, and those things we need to talk about it. All right? Well, we need to start with the text here, very important, and we can read quite a few texts. Exodus chapter 31. Now, God mentioned this very text, this very commandment, and he said he write this in the stone. Okay? Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 and onward. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my what? My Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between who? Between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Lord who what? Sanctifies you. Okay? You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profane it shall surely put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that people shall be cut off from among his people. Work shall be done for how many days? 6 days, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely put to death. I mean, did God really mean it? Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and observe the Sabbath throughout their generation as perpetual covenant. It is a what? A sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And when he had made an end of speaking with him on the Mount Sinai, he gave to Moses, what now? 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. After finger of God, he put this into the hand of his people and in our people, of us too. It's very important. It's repeated so many times throughout the Bible. Why is that? It's so important that God already see through the end of time that people will forget the Sabbath day. Because Satan will do everything possible to distract every human being on this earth not to see this. At the beginning, God created God. Satan already upset. Satan have in mind all the plan, and he's going to do it. He's going to exercise it, and he's going to exercise it unto the end of time. And so that's why we need to understand this clearly, not just for ourselves, not only that we need to keep it holy, but we need to proclaim it. My friends, so many people are not proclaiming it. God has put this church in place at the right period, at the right time, uplift the Sabbath day so the whole world can see it. My friends, so many people keeping the Sabbath many years, but not until the 7 days after this come to about that this needs to proclaim louder and clearer than ever before. We need to share. I'm very upset. When I turned on the radio, hear some pastor preaching about the Sabbath, they wash down the Sabbath day. They speak negative about it. And I can send the voice of the devil try to speak through these pastors that bring all the people in the world into darkness and to hell. I'm sorry to say that. I'm telling you, we need to wake up. We need to share about it. If we won't proclaim, no one will hear about it. And if we don't proclaim it, God will call the rocks. We'll proclaim the word of God. Because God can't understand it anymore. The time of end come to close, and not enough people know about this. Before we can proclaim it, we need to live it. We need to live it. By our life, they will know what we believe. And so let's rush through the seventh day, very important. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Come on, turn with me now. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Thus the heaven and earth, and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he has done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he has done. He created 6 days, the seventh he rests. Verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day. Bless what day now? The seventh day. What did I say? I'm sorry. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Okay, I'm sorry. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. God sanctified what day now? The seventh day. He did not sanctify every single day. He said clearly sanctified that day only because it is he rests from all his work which God had created and made. God deliberately put that day aside. On the day that God created this world, Satan saw that and saw that God sanctified that day, the seventh day. He have an idea to break that day. He find every way is possible. Now remember, this the sin have not entered the world yet. Okay? And he tried to do every single time. Now, what day is the Sabbath day? Now, does it say the Sabbath in here? Does it say the Sabbath? Verse 1 to 3, the Sabbath in there? No. Okay, a lot of times we see the Sabbath as not. But sometimes the word rest and Sabbath is synonymous. So we need to see this is 7 day, and now what's the 7 day? We need to find what is the 7 day, because when Exodus chapter 20 say the 7 day, okay, the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath holy, but wait, what day is it? So we need to define the Bible, define it where 7 and Sabbath go together. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16, we know the story very well. When God took the God people out of the land of Egypt, going to the desert, 40 years, and God give them food every single day. God promised that he will give food every single day. And this is what happened. Now, God say this. People go out and pick up manna, okay? Manna every single day from the first day into the sixth day, but you only pick 1 day at a time. You don't have a refrigerator, okay? You kind of keep it for the next day. You just pick enough, okay? So if you pick more and you leave it over the next day, what happened? We're spoiled, okay? And so, but God said on Friday, you're going to pick up. On sixth day, you're going to pick up twice. Because on 7 day, there won't be matter in heaven. But what do you think? Do people believe it? Yeah, if we don't pick it, what if we don't have food enough? So they're going to pick not only twice on Friday, but they decided to go out on Sabbath day to pick it. And so God was so upset. And this is what Moses said. Exodus chapter 16, verse 26. 6 day you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there is none. There is none. What day is it? Underline right there. The seventh day is the Sabbath. Is it clear? The seventh day is the Sabbath. Look another text with me. In the Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. Leviticus 23, verse 3. 6 day shall work be done, but the 7 day is the what? The Sabbath. My friend, throughout the Bible, the 7 day is the Sabbath. When we talk about Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, talking about the 7 day is the Sabbath, and we're talking about Exodus chapter 20, the 12th commandment, keep the Sabbath holy, is talking about the 7 day. That's is equate. 7 day is a Sabbath. That is clear through the Old Testament. We see all that. Now, what happened when Jesus came to scene? Now, people quite talking about maybe Jesus already changed. Now, let me ask you, did Jesus ever change? Look with me, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. We're going to put Jesus on the pedestal here. Jesus, do you ever change the day? If you did, tell us about it. Well, this is what Jesus said. Jesus spake from his own lips. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think I came to destroy the law or the prophet. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill it. Now, is this talking about the Ten Commandments? Or if you continue reading, they say, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not murder, on and on throughout chapter 5 and chapter 6, Jesus talking about the Ten Commandments. It's clearly, a lot of people just read that text and they stop. Jesus say, the Ten Commandments, I'm speaking about it, that one dot, one jot will never change. Jesus keep every single one. Well, what proof that Jesus keep it? Look with me in Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. You probably know this text very well. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And so Jesus came to Nazareth where he was being brought up. As his custom was, he went into synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up and read what? The scroll, the Bible, the testimony. Jesus, as his custom, go to church on Sabbath day and read the Bible. So throughout his ministry, he never go to church any other day beside the Sabbath, besides seventh day. You clear? Are you clear with me? That's what Jesus did. Not in fact, when he died, he decided he rests on the Sabbath day. God going to keep that to show you and I we need to follow Jesus' footsteps. If Jesus would not show it, If Jesus break the Sabbath, the whole world will break the Sabbath. But Jesus knew it very well, and every single eye of the devil and his angel, fallen angels, look upon that. Because they can find a way to destroy this Sabbath day. Now, people say, well, Jesus does not have time to change the Sabbath to Sunday or any other day. Maybe, probably his disciple. Well, look into what his disciple did. Look with me in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 42. There's many texts. I cannot quote every single text. But give you some sample text and see what Paul and Barnabas are doing. Acts chapter 13, verse 42. Now, this is Paul and Barnabas preaching to the Jews. And, of course, the Jews keep the Sabbath. And see what happened now. Acts chapter 13, verse 42. And when the Jews went out from synagogue, that's mean after they hear the preaching, the Gentile, who is it? The Gentile, the unbeliever, the people who don't follow the Sabbath day just like the Jews, beg that these words might be preached to them on the what? Next Sabbath, because they know very well Paul will not preaching on Sunday or the first day. He will come back in the synagogue to preach. And so the Sabbath is not only kept by the Jews, but the Gentiles as well. Because they know very well that's from the Bible. That's from the scripture. That's from the scroll. And so throughout the Bible, in the Genesis to book Revelation, clearly say the seventh day is the Sabbath. And not only the Israelites keep the Sabbath, not only Jesus kept, but all his disciples and the apostles. Now the text says in the book of Hebrew, look at Hebrew with me. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Now what God changed? If now it's not in the Bible, what about some of the forefathers? Can he go ahead and use that to change? What did Jesus say before? You know, the Bible, before we close the book, close the canon, make sure that this text in here, so we know for sure that God did not change. Hebrews chapter 13, verse Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he created the beginning of time, he knows will stand forever. He will never change. People will be confused. Just imagine if changed, then everything would change. How do we know if God changed or not? God say everything written in the Bible from his prophet is never, never, never changed. We know that very well in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23 say, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, said the Lord. Everyone, it doesn't matter, either Jews or Gentile or Americans or Vietnamese, whoever it is, and my friend, all flesh will come worship on what day? The Sabbath. The Sabbath will stand forever, my friend, including heaven. It doesn't make change to me. It doesn't make sense to me. God in the Old Testament keeping Sabbath day and New Testament, and now we keeping Sunday, and now God back in heaven on Saturday again. It doesn't make sense. God said he never changed. And so we see very clearly that the Sabbath day is Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Okay, we don't have time to go into that. You probably know all that if we calculate it right. The seventh day is the Sabbath day. Now, God say he put that day as holy day. People say, well, any day is fine. That's exactly what the devil talked to Eve. You know what? Every fruit is fine. Why are you so peculiar about this fruit in the middle of the garden? And so nowadays, same thing. Any day is fine. Any day is the Lord's day. God will bless every day. But my friend, the Bible says God sanctified one day only. That is a Sabbath day. That is Saturday. That is the seventh day of the week. God really mean it. That is holy. You know what I mean, holy? When I tell my son, do not touch that boiling pot water. Do not touch. He touches it, says, wah! It's burned. Do you think he's going to do that again? No. That's what it is. When it's from God, if you break it, you will have consequence. When it's holy, we cannot do anything. You cannot change. Only God can make holy. Doesn't matter what day of the week you worship, you cannot change Sunday or Friday, Wednesday to be holy day. No. God said that's holy day, but if we break that holy day, there is consequence. There's something. If you don't see it yet, it will happen, my friend. God already says so. Now turn with me. They don't understand about holy. Turn with me in the book of 2 Samuel, verse 6. 2 Samuel, verse 6. Now when God said to the Israelite, now you need to carry the sanctuary from one place to another. And you have to carry. But they decided, you know, it's heavy and it's hard. It's hot in the desert. They decided not to carry. They're going to put on a cart and have some cow to pull it. Okay, this is what happened. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 7. Let me read, verse 6. And when they came to Nacon's, the threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand on the ark of God, and I don't care the ark of God, and took hold of it for the oxen stumble. That means the oxen pull the cart, that's carrying the ark, and when the oxen stumble, guess what? The ark's part is sliding off. And so Uzzah would say, hey, I don't want this ark going to fall off and break it. And so verse 7 say, then the anger of the Lord was aroused again Uzzah, and God struck him there for his heir, and he died there by the ark of God. Now you can reason with me. You know what? I don't want this ark of God. It cannot be fall onto the ground. You got to protect it. But God will say, holy, no one can touch it. When it's holy, you cannot touch it. You cannot break it. And so this would happen. You can reason as much you want to, but when you touch it, this is what the consequence. And so we need to understand what the Sabbath day holy means. Remember the king Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5? He took out the holy thing out of the temple, and he put wine in it, and he drank. Remember that? On the same day, he died. On the same day, the country fell in the hand of Medo Persia. Babylon turned to the hand of Medo Persia because they used the holy thing of God and defiled it. You see, when it's holy, we cannot defile. What about the Sabbath day? What about the Sabbath day? Read with me or turn with me in the book of Ezekiel chapter 58. Ezekiel chapter 58. Ezekiel chapter 58, verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 58. Isaiah. Isaiah 58, 13. Is that right? Those are Bible students. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. And this is what the Bible says. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, that means you turn away from the Sabbath day, you go into other day, God don't accept it. From doing your pleasure on my holy day. What is pleasure to you? Something you like to do. You rather do that than do what God said. And call the Sabbath a delight. You do your own thing and you say, Lord, did I keep the Sabbath? It's a delight to me. the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. God says it's holy day. It's his day. It's not my day. Now, God gives you 6 days to do your own thing. But this is his day. You know, when it's holy, it's his. And you cannot break it. Just like holy money. If a one-tenth is your tithe, that's his holy money. It belongs to God. If you take it, you touch it, you do whatever you want to, there's a consequence. Do not use God's day to meet our pleasure. You like certain things, but we cannot do it in that day. We have 6 days to do it. You like to watch a movie, there's 6 days to do it. You want to get it out, there's other 6 days to do it. God said, that day is holy. Do not do anything. Back into the fourth commandment, you cannot do anything. We should cook all the food before sunset on Friday. The Sabbath begins on sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday. Okay? You can look in the book of Leviticus and Genesis. We see that clearly. And so that day belonged to God. So when we come to God, we worship like the way he wants us to worship. Okay? And so you cannot worship certain music, worldly music on the Sabbath day. Everything on the Sabbath day is to meditate on his word and go helping people. Remember the Jews? They said, on Sabbath day we have to keep it. We can't even help the poor people or the dying people in the road. No. It's a day we not only meditate on God's word, but we go and help our brother and our sisters. It's a time we go preach the word of God, to share with other people. We keep that separate for God's holy day. God says if we do that, God will bless us. Bless us abundantly. As the time goes by, the people of God are not keeping the Sabbath day as holy as we should. It's happened before and will happen the end time. It's time for us to come on our knees to ask God to forgive us. Show us what should we do. As long as we uplift his Sabbath day holy, the church will truly have a revival. The church will be awakened for a new day. We know about it. We need to live it. We can preach as much about it, about the Sabbath day, but we don't keep it holy. The people in the world will not know it. The Sabbath day should be rejoiced. It's happy. Back then when the Jews keep the Sabbath day and they fast, but the children and the generation follow that, they find out the Sabbath day is hard. It's not enjoyable. And so they start to see that Sabbath day is not delight. Whatever we do, we think it's delight. What we eat, what we drink, what we fast, what we pray should be delight. God wants to meet us on that day. God wants to meet us on that day. He wants to talk with us. He longed to see us and to meet us. I couldn't believe how on the Sabbath day people can just skip. It's only day that God wants to really want to spend time with you, and he wants to pour his blessing upon you. And if you don't want to meet him on the Sabbath day and worship, say, no, Lord, I don't want to need your blessing. That's what we're saying. He wants to bless us so much. First 2 points, the Sabbath day is a Saturday, the seventh day of the week, and the Sabbath is holy. But I want to point with you the next item is very important. Like I share with you the great controversy upon the whole Ten Commandments. And the fourth commandment is likewise. Satan will do anything to stop that. Because he knows very well that day, well, God and will speak with his people. There were relationship will build on that Sabbath day. And if this continue, go on and on, generation after generation, then God will still have his remnant people. God will still bless his people. And Satan will not let that happen. This is what happened. Turn with me in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. The last book of the Bible, talking about the end time, and this is what's going to happen. Revelation chapter 13, talking about the beast. The two beasts, the first beast, come out of the sea. Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to look at the second part of verse 2. Let me read verse 2 here. Revelation verse 2. And now the beast, which I saw, was like the leopard, and his feet was like the feet of the bear, and his mouth like the mouth of the lion. Okay? Next verse is very important. And the dragon gave him his power. Give who the power? The beast the power. Who is the dragon? Revelation 12:9. Satan is a serpent of old. Satan will give the beast the power. Okay? In his throne and great authority. In other words, Satan will give this beast, and we know that beast, the papacy power, give this power to do great things. And this is what happened. Now Satan will use different system on earth to get his way. And one of his way is break this Sabbath day. Why is that? Because of book Ezekiel chapter 20. Now, Ezekiel chapter 20 is very well, we can see that. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12 and verse 20. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 20, starting verse 12. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. Moreover, I also give them my what? My Sabbath to be a what? A sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctify them. It's a sign. The Sabbath is a sign. It's a sign. Okay? It's a sign. For people know if my wife and I are married or not, that's got to be a sign. A sign between my wife and I. So there's a sign between God and his people. And what is that sign? It's a Sabbath. Now, Satan studied the history very well. He knows the Sabbath is a sign between God and his people. If he took away that sign, then God and his people is no longer. You understand? So that sign, Satan will try to take it away. Verse 20. Hallow the sign, my Sabbath, and they will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Again, Sabbath is the sign. It's a sign. And Satan will do everything to stop that sign. Well, what does Satan try to do? Look, go back with me in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, very end of that chapter. Revelation chapter 13. Okay? Verse 13. And he, this is talking about the beast, okay? The beast will cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their forehead, or the sign. Mark and sign are similar. That means this beast, the papal power, or whatever power on this earth that Satan tried to use to put that new sign. It's his sign, not God's sign. So it doesn't matter what day of the week. If other day than the Sabbath day, other day than the seventh day, that is the beast sign. It doesn't matter Sunday. It doesn't matter Friday or any day. All Satan wants to do is took away the sign. And if he took away the sign, the whole world belonged to him. You understand? And so that's why he's going to take this sign away. And this is a sign, and this is a Sabbath. And he's going to introduce a different day. If the Sabbath If Saturday, if the 7 days of the Sabbath, he can reduce another day, become the Sabbath. He will call Sabbath. If you read the history book, there is Sabbath. It's called Sunday Sabbath. That's what everyone say about it. And so everyone say, well, we keep the Sabbath. What Sabbath is it? Well, turn with me in the book of Revelation back into Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, this is what most people use. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Revelation chapter 1, this verse 10, say, I was, this is John, the beloved John, I was in the Spirit on the Lord day, and I heard behind me the loud voice as of the trumpet. What day is the Lord day? People say the Lord day is Sunday. Now, do you see the word Sunday or the first day of the week here? No, but throughout history, the last 2,000 years, they say the Lord day is Sunday. Now, what is the Lord day? Go back with me in the book of Mark, chapter 2. Mark, chapter 2. Mark, chapter 2. And I believe verse 28. Mark, chapter 2. That the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. What day of the Lord day? If God can choose any day of the Lord day, what day do you think he's going to choose? The Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath, showing he the Son of Man, he is God, and he Lord over the Sabbath day. Okay? Verse 27, the Sabbath was made for men, not man for the Sabbath. And so people try to confusing that around. The Sabbath was made for men. It's a blessing for men. Okay? It's not a curse. People think that's a curse because we have to work hard on the Sabbath. No, it's a blessing. The Sabbath made blessing for men, not man for the Sabbath. Okay? We don't made to serve the Sabbath. God created the Sabbath for a blessing for us. If I'm resting, it's a blessing. If I have to work, it's not a blessing. It's a blessing for me. Therefore, the Son of Man is also the Lord of the Sabbath. God is Lord over the Sabbath. The Lord day, the Sabbath Sunday is not. But people continue write about it, preach about it, and it's wrong. We cannot find that anywhere in the Bible. Now, where does the history of the Sunday come from? It's not the last 2,000 years. It's long before. Go back with me in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, verse 16. Ezekiel. Ezekiel, chapter 8, verse 16. Now, doing that this time, God's people know the day of the Sabbath very well. They know the temple is holy. But this is what happened. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 16. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 16. And so he brought me into inner court to see, this is what happened, of the Lord's house. And there at the door of the temple of the Lord, here is a temple of the Lord. Okay, it's a holy place. Between the porch and the altar were about 25 men with their back toward what? The temple. When someone says that you turn your back toward someone, what does that mean? You're against. You defiled. You don't care about it. And so here 25 men turn their back toward the temple. Where do they turn to? Verse 16. Continue with verse 16. They turn their back toward the temple of the Lord and their face toward the east. What happened? What do you see in the east? And they will worship the what? The sun toward the east. You see, the sun gods has been come to being long ago. Who introduced this? Satan. Satan will take us away from, take our eyes away from the Creator to the creation. The sun is means so much to the people. If you live no sun, nothing will grow. And so they worship the sun, all the pagan. The world, whole world, worship the sun. And here the Israel say, well, you know what? They have so many people and they worship the sun. They can see the sun. They can feel the sun. Why don't we do the same? So they turn their back toward the temple. That's what Jehovah got there. They turn their back to it. They worship the sun. The sun god come to being. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 3. What happened? Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 3. The Bible says, who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun, the moon, or any host of heaven, which I have not commanded? That means the people of God have done that, and that's why warning coming down say, whoever worshiped the sun will be stoned to death. You see, the sun's God has come to being. It's coming to the tribe of Israel. Do you think it's him coming to our age now? Well, Luke knows it very well in the book of Acts chapter 7. Book of Acts chapter 7. Book of Acts chapter 7. Let me find it. Now, Luke knows very well, and he knows what happened at the end time. And they say, we have to turn away. Do not worship like other heathen, other pagan. Acts chapter 7, verse 42. Acts chapter 7, verse 42. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as is written in the book of the prophet. Now, in other words, this very clearly say that do not turn, worship the host of heaven. People in paganism worship the host of heaven. They think that's something powerful. But God created that. Now, today, people still worship the host of heaven. For example, that's where we come to think about Sunday. Where does Sunday come from? It's not in the Bible. It's in the pagan literature. It's worship the sun god. The first day of the week is very important. It's called sun. So they worship the sun god. What are the largest object you see out there in the sky? The sun. So they think that we need to worship the sun called sun god, and they put Sunday. Well, the second day is very important. They say, what day? What's the second object that you can see out of heaven? The moon. So moon day, Monday. And that continue. Sunday, moon day, Mars day, Mercury day, Jupiter day, Venus day, which is Friday. And the seventh day, Saturday, is Saturn. The word Saturn. Saturday. And so all this has been introduced by the devil coming to the church, that the whole people of God, including everyone in the world, start to worship. So that's why we put on Sunday. It's not coincidence they put on Sunday. Why? Well, let me give you a little history. What's come about. You ready for this? God said, worship the sun is an abomination. That's what you look at in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 6, 16 and 17. This is what happened. During the time of Constantine around 3rd century, everyone there worshiped the sun god. All the pagans worshiped the sun god. And Constantine worshipped the sun worshiper. When he converted through Christianity, he decided he need to bring the paganism into the church. So the best thing is to do is just change the day of worship. If we worship on Sunday and we call Sunday the Sabbath day and say that delight to the Lord, so everyone worship Sunday. Well, besides, the pagan is more people than Christianity back then. Not only that, the whole world worshiped the sun god. Matter of fact, going back to Vietnam history, they worshiped sun god as well. If you could go root back religion, they worshiped the sun god. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about the dollar bill too. You better look at that you put in your pocket. So all that root back into the sun god. And this is what happened. On March 7, 321, he decided, let's make it Sunday official day. This is what it said in the book of Encyclopedia Brittonica on the 9th edition. We're talking about the Sunday here. All courts of justice, inhabitants of town and workshops were to be rest on Sunday. He calling out everyone on third century to worship Sunday. Now, if you want to worship on Saturday according to the Bible, that's fine. All the Jews can worship both days. That's fine. But as time go on to the fifth century, there's something happened that you, if you continue worship the Sabbath day, you will face persecution. The Roman Church boldly declared, it was the Catholic Church which transferred the rest to Sunday. Thus, the observance of Sunday was by the partisan is an homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church. Okay, you put that whole here. Go back to the idea. The third century, you can worship both day. Until the fifth century, AD, you only worship Sunday. All the people who worshiped on Saturday were persecuted. And the persecution happened for 1,260 days, starting 5th century. Go all the way until time until God will bring up the Sabbath day again. You see what happened here. The devil got hold of the whole world, keep everyone in darkness. He persecuted all the people keeping on Sabbath day. And he changed the word Sabbath day to Sunday Sabbath. So everyone say, oh, the Bible talking about the Sabbath? It's talking about it must be Sunday. And so everyone live in darkness. Everyone. And so now they came out. See, a long time ago, the Catholic Church are afraid to bring this truth, but now it's no longer afraid. Because, you know, all the Protestant world live on Sunday. They pay homage to the Catholic Church. They don't know. Right? You say that, oh, I don't follow the Catholic Church. I don't worship idol. Well, you keep on Sunday. You can find out throughout the Bible. Here, listen to Catholic Cardinal Gibbons say this. You may read the Bible. This is from Catholic Church. You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You will not find a single line authorizing sanctification of Sunday. Not even a single line. On the Council of Trent, 1545 AD, the church elder ruled the tradition is a greater authority as the Bible. They put tradition first now, on top of the Bible. So everyone started to follow tradition. But one at a time, at the time of the Reformation, God will reveal the Sabbath day again. Not until the 18th century the Sabbath day came about. 19th century came about. People keep the Sabbath. But not until the Holy Spirit will put the Sabbath day to the Seventh-day Adventist. That we need to proclaim it. My friend, what I'm saying before, I'm going to say again. There will be a day. The book of Revelation mentioned there will mark of the beast come out, which is a Sunday. You can keep both. If you wish to, you can keep both. You know the Sabbath day is the Sabbath. It is holy you keep, but Sunday you just go for the sake. Or maybe you abstain from work. That's what they say. We'll close all the shop, everything, abstain from work. Some place in the country doing that now. We stop it. Matter of fact, we move to the time that they say, you know what? We use too much energy in this in the United States. We need to keep Sunday. We need to close. We got to save energy. And family break up. Family break up. And the curse come out of this country. And they go back to the Bible. You know why? Because we fall away from the Word of God. We have to come to worship on the day that everyone to worship, which is Sunday. And who don't worship, they are the one who caused the curse of God come to this country. That's what happened. Come to the point that you can worship today, but will be the point that you cannot worship Sabbath anymore. History will repeat itself as well. We have a short period of time to proclaim it. We need to share about it. We need to proclaim. We need to preach about it. Because the whole world lives in darkness. I'm telling you, Satan will do everything to take the sign of God away. And that's including you and I too. We need to do everything in our power, in our life. We need to do everything to share the word. I feel so hurt to see other people that don't know. I talk with other people and say, oh, I keep the Sabbath. I keep Sunday Sabbath because my preacher told me. What are you going to do? I think we need to do evangelistic meeting. That's what we need to do. Evangelistic meeting. We go too far away from church. You know, our church needs to go back, throw out many evangelistic meetings, many seminars to talk about it because the world needs to know about it. And to cut it in short, I want to share with you, that's what Satan will do. The Sabbath day, he will destroy it. But God say, no, I'm not going to let it destroy it. Because I put that Sabbath day, that message of truth, in the hand of the Seventh-day Adventists. They will proclaim it. I know they will proclaim it. They will be the remnant will proclaim it until the end of time. God has put that in our heart, my friend. He put it in our heart. And this is what he say. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. I want to wrap up with this text. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 4. Before we proclaim it, we need to do what now? Live it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 4. For he has spoken a certain place of the seventh day in this way. And God rests on the seventh day from all his work. And again, in his place, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter, and those whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. We heard about it. We know about it. We need to live it. Again, he designates a certain day, said the Lord, I mean Satan in David, today, after such long time, and it has been said, today, if you will hear my voice, do not harden your heart. Do you hear God's calling you today? Do you see from the Word of God? I think God calling me that I need to live obedience to Him. Doesn't matter what happened to other people doing. Doesn't matter what the whole world follow of the day. Doesn't matter. I know this is day. So he said, do not harden your heart. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Think about what you do on the Sabbath day. Do you violate the Sabbath day one way or another? Ask him to help you. He will reveal to you what you have done wrong. He will reveal to me what I have done wrong. Because only then he will give us the power. Remember? The Sabbath, he will bless, he will sanctify, he will give the power, the authority to preach this Sabbath day to the whole world. And the world need to hear about it. If Satan preaches message loud and clear, shouldn't God people should preach louder than and clearer than? Yes. My friend, we need to do it. God plead with you and God plead to me. He convicted me, the Sabbath day is true, and I gotta preach about it. I gotta share about it. You wanna do that? You wanna say today, Lord, right into my heart, say, Lord, I want to keep it holy. And I want to help other people keep it holy too. You and I are responsible to help our church to keep it holy. And our responsibility to preach about it. Let the whole world know about it. Satan knows his end time is near. He do everything to steal many souls as possible. But God will do everything through us to bring many lost souls to his kingdom. Shall we pray? Oh Lord our God, as we face the Sabbath day and we see the tyrant of the devil do so hard, He worked day and night to introduce many false into this world. Sunday, Friday, any day of the week beside the Sabbath day. And he know that if he keep the people away from the Sabbath day, then he steal every single soul in this earth. Because Sabbath day is a sign between God and us. You and your people. And he do everything to break it. And I know you do everything to keep it. You have put in our heart this morning. You have put in our heart so that we need to keep it holy and need to share with other people. So many people walk in darkness and they will fall into the trap of the devil. Every single day, people will die in a Christless grave. People will die with not knowing the Sabbath day. And so let us not linger another day, not proclaim the Sabbath news. Let us not wait until another day to proclaim it. Every single day is so important to proclaim the great news. Oh Lord, thank you for saving us. And I say thank you that you will use us to save others to your kingdom. Please keep each one of us in your fold. That none of us, not even one, will lose out of your hand. Not even one will lose. But all of us will join hand to proclaim a great loud cry about the Sabbath day to the world. May God of heaven bless this Ammon Divinity Church, that we do every single day everything we can to fulfill your three angel message. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.